AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This nation's top intelligence official, James Clapper, says he thinks it's unlikely that Islamic militants brought down that Russian passenger jet over the weekend in Egypt, as they claim to have done, though he isn't ruling it out yet. We've been talking with an aviation expert about what may have happened. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
A French aviation expert says comments by a Metrojet executive that an external impact brought down its plane point to two possibilities, a bomb or sabotage. Robert Galland, who has written a history of airline disasters, said analysis of the black box will not confirm either a bomb or sabotage. But he adds investigators could know within 48 hours whether a bomb downed the jet because the debris would show traces of explosives.
The Vatican says leaking confidential information is a crime there, and this morning we're learning that a Monsignor and another person are under arrest at the Vatican as an investigation continues into secret information leaks there. The Vatican is not releasing any details at the moment. Thousands of Americans get out of prison every year. Many of them are soon back behind bars. This afternoon, the president will announce steps to help ex-cons find jobs so they don't wind up back in prison. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
They're modest steps, to be sure, having the Federal Personnel Office wait till later in the hiring process to ask about criminal history and clarifying rules that bar many with arrest records from living in public housing. Obama would need Congress to take bigger steps, which is why he's calling on businesses and charities to do more to help train and place ex-cons in steady work.
The Royals won the World Series 7-2 over the Mets early this morning, and the Dow is up 68 points. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' first TV ad in Iowa and New Hampshire is on the air now. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The Sanders campaign is spending $2 million to give voters a closer look at the independent senator from Vermont.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement. He went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began.
The ad is called Real Change. It mentions Sanders' pledge to take on Wall Street and what he calls a corrupt political system. It notes Sanders' vote opposing the Iraq War in 2002, which Hillary Rodham Clinton supported and later said she regretted. Sanders is competitive with Clinton in the first contest in Iowa and New Hampshire. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Jeb Bush's 730-page ebook is out today. It's called Reply All. It's a selection of email exchanges with Florida residents, reporters, and others when he was governor of Florida. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.